You're listening to the Between Game music here on WGY. The Mets going down to defeat 8-2 at the hands of the Milwaukee Braves in the opener of this Sunday's doubleheader at Shea Stadium.
From Shea Stadium in New York, it's the New York Mets against the Milwaukee Braves in the second game of today's doubleheader. Feingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Feingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, the city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Feingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. This game is also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Top of the clean white pump for Super Shell. Hi, everybody. This is Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson, for the second game of this doubleheader. The umpires have gone over their lineup cards. They have taken their stations, and we're about all set to go. The lineups for this second game, the first game won by Milwaukee 8-2, we'll see Bobby Clouse as leadoff batter for the Mets playing third base. Batting second, and at second base, Ron Hunt. Batting third, playing right field, Johnny Lewis. In the cleanup position, in left field, Joe Christopher. Batting in the fifth position and playing first base, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, and in center field, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth and catching, Chris Canizaro. And the pitcher, Larry Bernard, will be batting ninth. Mets have won 8 and lost 15, and now they take the field. The Milwaukee Brave lineup, they have a record of 10 wins and 9 losses now, winning the first game. We'll see Filippo Lou as the leadoff batter in center field. Batting second and playing in left field, Mac Jones. Hank Aaron will bat third. He'll be playing right field. In the cleanup position, batting fourth and playing third base, Ed Matthews. The catcher, Joe Torre, will be batting fifth. Gene Oliver at first base, batting sixth. Dennis Menke at shortstop, batting seventh. Frank Bowling, the second baseman, in the eighth batting position. And the pitcher, Clay Carroll, batting ninth. The umpires for the game today, this second game, Lee Wire behind home plate. At first base, John Kepler. At second base, Frank Shikori. And at third base, Ken Burkhardt. So Larry Bernard, who is making his fourth major league start. Larry had one start in 1964. He won 5 and lost 5, was in 44 games. He became the first Met to ever win 4 games in a row in 1964. He hurt his shoulder and his record fell off after those 4 in a row to a 5-5 record. His first year in the major leagues, 1963, he won 3 and lost 8. That was in 58 games. He made his first major league start against San Francisco, July 18th of 1963. After 7 innings, he was taken out leading 5-4, but the Mets went on to lose it 6-5. He had made 30 prior appearances in relief before his first start, and now here today he is making his fourth start. His record 0-1 in the first pitch to Filippo Lou is hit down to second. A two-hopper taken by Ron Hunt. He throws the crane pool, one away. So Filippo Lou, batting at 229, is out for the first out of his second game. It'll bring up Mac Jones. Mac Jones, a left-hand batter, hitting at 227. Jones had a two-run home run in the third inning of the first game, won by Milwaukee 8-2. And the first pitch by Larry Bernard is swung on a miss, strike one. Larry coming in with a fastball in the outside corner, picking up the first strike. And now the right-hander back again. And a drive to left field high in the air. Moving back in the warning track is Christopher. He's looking and is going and it's ball. For Mac Jones, his second today, his third home run of the 1965 season, the third pitch made by Larry Bernard, and the Mets trail 1-0. Braves used 3 home runs in the first game to score 7 of their 8 runs. Now I have picked up the first run of the game. That'll bring up Hank Aaron.
Number 44, right fielder, Hank.
it in 9 consecutive games, and he takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Mink had 2 hits and 5 times up in the first game, both infield hits. Now he singles to center field. It's lined into center field, taken by Swoboda on the second hop, and he throws it on in. That'll bring up the cleanup batter, Ed Matthews. Mink Aaron now has hit his 10 consecutive ball games. Matthews, a left-hand batter, hitting 284. He had a single and 5 times up in the first game. He drove in a run. And he takes the first pitch, hits it down to second. A chance for two, bobbled by Ron Hunt. Ron Hunt is trying to pivot around and get the ball off to the shortstop, Roy McMillan, covering at second base. Reached in, couldn't grab a hold of it and hang on to it. It's an error against Ron. Well, that keeps things going for the Milwaukee Braves, which runners at first and second base. And it brings up Joe Torre. Joe had a 2-run home run in the first inning of the first game off Al Jackson to put the Braves out in front. And he had a single to go along for a 2-for-4 first game day. Batting at 311 with 4 home runs and 9 runs batted in. And Hank Aaron's chased back to second base as Larry Bernard spins around in the pitching rubber. Now Larry sets again. And his pitch to the plate is inside for ball one. Larry so far this year has appeared in 6 previous games. Worked 6 innings, giving up 8 hits. In that time, he walked 8, struck out 4. Now the pitch back to the plate again, hit high in the air, an infield fly, the batter's automatically out. First baseman Eddie Grainville calling for it. He makes the catch. Runners can proceed on the base paths at their own risk, an infield fly, but ball caught on the infield, they both held. Hank Aaron at second base, Eddie Matthews at first. That brings up Gene Oliver with 2 men away, Braves leading 1-0 on a home run by Mac Jones. A right-hand batter hitting at 143. 2-for-5 in the first game. And he bounces one back to the mound. A one-hopper for Larry Bernard. He takes it, tosses to first base, and that retires the side. 1 run on 2 hits. 1 error. 2 men left on. And the score after the first half inning, the Braves won. The Mets nothing. And now, Mets coming to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. They trail 1-0 behind in the home run by Mac Jones to left field. First man up for the Mets will be Bobby Clout. After Bobby, Ron Hunt and Johnny Lewis, and they'll be batting against Clay Carroll. Carroll, a right-hander, who has 1-1 and lost none. This is his second major league start, his 6th game this year. And the first pitch is inside and high, ball one. Fastball missing around the letters. Bell has worked 5 2/3 previous innings, giving up 8 hits, walking 2, striking out 1. And he comes back with a fastball for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Carroll is 24 years of age, 6'1", 190 pounds. Lives in Sarasota, Florida. Spent most of last season with Denver in the Pacific Coast League. Now he goes into the windup, his 1-1 delivery, curveball. It's on the outside corner, hits strike 2. 1-2 on Bobby Klaus, who's batting 149. Right-hander back again. Curveball hit foul. Ball rolling down toward Don Hefner, the coach of the third base box. Yogi Berra coaching at first base. He caught him the first game. This game, Chris Cannizzaro is doing the catching. Braves going over 500 with their win in the first game. They are now 10-9. Tom, 1-2, a curve, again foul, this time off the end of the bat. Ball going back at the catcher. The count holds at 1-2. Philadelphia defeated St. Louis in their only game today, 4-2. Winning pitcher Art Mahaffey with help from Ed Roebuck in the ninth inning. Stewart and Callison home run. Losing pitcher was Ray Sadecki. Pass ball popped up. Third baseman Eddie Matthews calling for it. And he makes the catch. One away now for the New York Mets. And while we wait for Ron Hunt to come up, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on the dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Ralph Guider along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. The second game just getting underway. Braves lead 1-0. And the Mets with their second hitter up. Ron Hunt, he takes a curve for a strike. Ron 0 for 4 in the first game. And the pitch back to him is looked at. It's strike 2. Two to Ron Hunt with Johnny Lewis on deck. Then Craig Carroll into the windup and back at 2 strikes. It's in the dirt, and on the play, Ron Hunt was going to bunt for a 2-strike punt and look for a base hit. But the ball is bounced in the dirt. It goes on back to the screen, and the count moves to 1-2. Ron likes to bunt with 2 strikes. So far, he hasn't been successful on it in this season. He's batting at 276. This is his ninth game. 8 hits and 29 times up. No home runs. 1 run batted in. 1-2 pitch is high inside, and Ron has to move away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll, a long look at the signs now into the windup. And a curveball is too low for ball 3. Count goes to 3-2. And now Joe Torre trotting out to the mound to take the ball back and have some words with Clay Carroll. Another National League score at the end of 8. Pittsburgh leading Cincinnati 3-2. Arrigo now pitching for the Reds. McBean in for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Reds picking up 2 runs and a home run by Pavletic in the 7th inning. At the end of 3 innings, Minnesota 3, Chicago nothing. White Sox have Howard going for them. Pass ball for the Twins. 3-2 pitches, ball 4. So Rod Hunt becomes the first Met base runner. And with 1 away here in the bottom half of the first, the batter will be Johnny Lewis. Mets trailing 1-0. Braves taking the lead on a home run by Mac Jones. Pitchers at Los Angeles, Kansas City playing there. O'Donohue for the Athletics. Newman going for the Angels. Johnny Lewis batting at 260, a left-hand batter. Down 0 for 3 in the first game. The runner goes. The pitch is hit to deep left field, going way back, but not far enough. Waiting there is Mac Jones. Hunt comes back to first, tags up. He moves on down halfway to second and holds there. So Johnny Lewis on the hit-and-run play, hitting a long fly ball to left field. 2 men away, that brings up Joe Christopher. Joe with 2 hits and 3 times up in the first game, bringing his average up to 241. He has 1 home run and 7 runs batted in. Pitch to Joe, a breaking pitch for a called strike. One strike count. Braves, 1 run, 2 hits. The Mets, no runs and no hits. Ron Hunt on at first base as a result of a walk. And a fastball inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. batter stepping out of the batter's box, now getting back in. And the next delivery is sliced off to right field. Moving in now after going back is Hank Aaron. He makes the catch. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, a man left on base. And the score at the end of one, the Braves won, the Mets nothing. Moving now to the top of the second inning. Dennis Menke to lead off for the Milwaukee Braves. And Larry Benarth with his first pitch. It's bunted right out to the mound. Larry on it in a hurry. Throws the first base in a hurry and gets his man. So Larry picks up the first man on one pitch. He did the same thing in the first inning, getting Filippo Lu to ground out to second base. And he'll now pitch to Frank Bowling. Menke with a home run in the first game. A 2-for-3 first game, now out for the first time here. He was batting 274. Bowling coming in at 217. And Bowling, a right-hand batter, takes a curveball for strike one. Bowling had one hit and four times up. Base hit coming off Al Jackson. Bernard back away and a little bit low. It's ball one. One ball, one strike. Braves leading 1-0. And the next pitch is hit slowly to third. If it stays fair, it's going to be a base hit. They're going to let it roll and then hits the bag. So it's a base hit. Bobby Clouse had no other chance. A swinging bunt. Ball topped right down the line. He was coming in, decided to let it roll, hoping that it might go foul. It went on down and hit the bag in fair territory. So Bowling gets a hit. And with one out, the pitcher, Clay Carroll, comes up. This will be the first time that he's been at bat. Throw to first base, but the play not close there. Bowling not too fast. Short lead at first. Mets looking for a bunt with one away. And the pitch is bunted foul. Ball down in the dirt. Strike one. Carroll has been in five games. He has yet to be up. So this is technically his first time at bat. We'll have to wait and see what happens before we'll actually know whether he'll get charged with an at-bat. Braves leading one run on three hits, and that's no runs and no hits. Cincinnati trailing by a score of 3-2 as they batted in the ninth inning. Came up with three runs. They have taken the lead over Pittsburgh 5-3 now. Pittsburgh batting in the bottom half of the ninth. Now Benarth backs off the pitching rubber, but Ed Cranepool was charging all in from first base and had got in too far for a play at first. Canizero now checking with Benarth at the pitching rubber. Philadelphia over St. Louis 4-2 in their only game. Cincinnati leading now 5-3 in the bottom half of the ninth. At the end of eight, Houston 8, Chicago 5. And at the end of two, the Dodgers nothing, the Giants nothing. Right here, 1-0, Braves lead. Now the pitch. It's butted out in front of the plate. Have to go to first base. Canizero picks it up, throws to Ron Hunt covering there. And the sacrifice is executed as Frank Bowling goes on down to second. If you're scoring, it brings up Filippo Lu batting for the second time. Filippo had one pitch in this game. He grounded out to second base. 1-for-5 in the first game. Lu batting 225, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch here is taken for a strike. His first start this year. He checks at second base, then comes back home inside with a fastball. Lou has to back away. One ball, one strike. Larry, 23 years of age, 6'2", 203 pounds. He lives in Huntington Station, New York now, Long Island. And a 1-1 delivery right through the middle, going over is Ron Hunt to come up with the ball. He throws to third base, and the runner is safe there, but he saved a run. Base hit for Felipe Lou, and Ron Hunt, how he got back there is anyone's guess, but he backhanded that ball in back of second base. It was on its way to center field, and Frank Bowling rounded it third. Hunt tried to get him after he had made the turn, but Bowling got back in time. A good play on his part. And so now Milwaukee with a runner at third base and one at first, a base hit for Lou. And the batter is Mac Jones. Mac with a home run, his first time up. He swings and misses strike one. Braves leading on the home run by Jones. His home run going to left field. Third home run this year. And the pitch is a changeup. It's inside and high. One ball, one strike. Jones batting 244, left-hand batter. Two men away in the top of the second. And the next pitch is a curve, swung on and missed, strike two. Overhand curveball by Larry Bernard. One ball, two strikes. Chris Canizero sending the signs out to Larry. Runners at first and third. And the pitch. Curveball hit down the left field line, foul. Ball going into the lower stand. The ball was a line drive in there. And now Canizero out to the mound to talk with Larry Bernard. Rico Cotti, who normally would be playing left field off of his season last year, is still bothered with a bad back. He had quite a season. But now Mac Jones in left field. And the pitch is bounced to short. A two-hopper taken by Roy McMillan. He goes through the back, wins the race to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, two hits. There were no errors. Two men left on, and the score at the end of one and a half innings. The Braves won, the Mets nothing. Now the Mets trailing 1-0, coming to bat here in the bottom half of the second. Ed Cranepool to lead off. On the mound, Clay Carroll. And he's now pitching to his fifth man. And the first pitch is looked at for a called strike. Ed with a base hit his last time up. 1-for-4 in the first game. His average now at 354. Braves winning the first game, 8-2. And the pitch back to the left-hand batter. Hit hard, foul. Down by Yogi Berra, on out into the right field foul territory section. Cranepool with three home runs and 15 runs batted in. Milwaukee infield playing it very deeply. Outfield also deep and shaded toward right field. He's being played as a pull hitter. And a two strike. Fastball is outside. One ball, two strikes. Dean Oliver at first base for Milwaukee. Frank Bowling at second base. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. The third baseman, Ed Matthews. Catcher, Joe Torre. And the 1-2 pitch hit down the second. A two-hopper as Menke, as Bowling goes to his left. He comes up with it. Goes to first base for the out. One away in the bottom half of the second. The Braves in front 1-0. And Ron Swoboda will now come to bat. Ron went 0-for-3 in the first game. The drop is averaged down to 302. He has 7 home runs and 14 runs batted in. With his first pitch, a curveball. Ron started the swing and held off in time. It's ball one. strike. Ron's mother is up here from the Baltimore area to watch him play here today in this doubleheader. Incidentally, Baltimore defeated Detroit 7-1. The winning pitcher, Milt Pappas, he gave up only six hits. Losing pitcher was Phil Reagan. Al, a home run in the third with no one on. In there with a fastball. Two balls, one strike. At the end of four and a half, Minnesota 4, the White Sox nothing. Kansas City out in the top of the first, no score. Angels coming out. That game out on the coast, the West Coast. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch back to Swoboda. It's too low for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Cleveland defeated Boston 9-4 in their first game. In the second game, going for Cleveland, Sonny Siebert pitching for Boston, Stevenson. Yankees lost to Washington in a single game scheduled, 5-4. Whitey Ford, the losing pitcher. A swing at the 3-1 pitch, strike two. Winning pitcher in that Yankee game for Washington, Phil Ortega, former Dodger. Linson Lopez, Hector Lopez, home run. Both coming with no one on. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Down low, and it's ball four. So for the second time, Clay Carroll, he's unhappy about the call, walks a man on the 3-2 pitch. Mets have their second base run in the game, and it brings up Roy McMillan. Roy batting 192. In a run in the first game with one of his bases, had one base hit and two times up. Swoboda goes, the pitch is taken, and it's down to second base in plenty of time, and the second baseman, Menke, is in front of the bag, and Swoboda has to push him back to try and get in, and he got him back all right. Now there's a little bit of worse action going on out there. Swoboda goes off of the field. Boy, he ran into him and just pushed him right out of the way, right on back of the bag at second base. It wasn't Swoboda's fault at all because Menke was in there in front of the bag. Swoboda went straight in, and on the play, Roy McMillan took the pitch. So evidently a sign missed on the hit-and-run situation. The count, one ball and no strike. Little Abner, boy, he is strong. One ball, no strikes. The pitch back to McMillan. A foul ball top down the third base side. So the count at 1-1. Scoring on that play goes 2-6 if you're keeping score with it. Braves lead 1-0. They have one run and four hits. The Mets have no runs and no hits. Clay Carroll against Larry Bernard. And the 1-1 delivery. Fastball hits down to the right side of Menke. He comes up with it. He has a good arm, throws over to first base, and gets his man. That retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base, and the score at the end of two. The Braves won. The Mets nothing. Now the Mets trailing 1-0, coming to bat here in the bottom half of the second. Ed Greenpool to lead off. On the mound, Clay Carroll. And he's now pitching to his fifth man. And the first pitch is looked at for a called strike. Ed with a base hit his last time up. 1-for-4 in the first game. His average now at .354. Braves winning the first game, 8-2. And the pitch back to the left-hand batter. Hit hard, foul. Down by Yogi Berra and on out into the right field foul territory section. Greenpool with three home runs and 15 runs batted in. Milwaukee infield playing it very deeply. Outfield also deep and shaded toward right field. He's being played as a full hitter. And a two strike. Fastball is outside. One ball, two strikes. Gene Oliver at first base for Milwaukee. Frank Bowling at second base. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. The third baseman, Ed Matthews. Catcher, Joe Torre. And the 1-2 pitch hit down the second. A two-hopper as Menke, as Bowling goes to his left. He comes up with it, goes to first base for the out. in the bottom half of the second. The Braves in front 1-0. And Ron Swoboda will now come to bat. Ron went 0 for 3 in the first game to drop his average down to 302. He has 7 home runs and 14 runs batted in. With his first pitch, a curveball. Ron started the swing and held off in time. It's ball one. One old delivery in down too low. It's ball two. Two balls, no strike. Ron's mother is up here from the Baltimore area to watch him play here today in this doubleheader. Incidentally, Baltimore defeated Detroit 7-1. The winning pitcher, Milt Pappas, he gave up only 6 hits. Losing pitcher was Phil Reagan. Powell, a home run in the third with no one on. In there with a fastball. 2 balls, 1 strike. At the end of 4.5, Minnesota 4, the White Sox nothing. Kansas City out in the top of the first, no score. Angels coming out. That game out on the coast, the West Coast. 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch back to Swoboda. It's too low for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Cleveland defeated Boston 9-4 in their first game. In the second game, going for Cleveland, Sonny Siebert pitching for Boston, Stevenson. The Yankees lost to Washington in a single game schedule, 5-4. Whitey Ford, the losing pitcher. A swing at the 3-1 pitch, strike 2. Winning pitcher in that Yankee game for Washington, Phil Ortega, former Dodger. Vincent Lopez, Hector Lopez, home run. Both coming with no one on. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Down low, and it's ball 4. So for the second time, Clay Carroll, he's unhappy about the call, walks a man on the 3-2 pitch. Mets have their second base run in the game, and it brings up Roy McMillan. Batting 192. Drove in a run in the first game with one of his base hits. Had one base hit and 2 times up. Swoboda goes. The pitch is taken and it's down to second base in plenty of time. And the second baseman, Menke, is in front of the bag. And Swoboda has to push him back to try and get in. And he got him back all right. Now there's a little bit of worse action going on out there as Swoboda goes off of the field. Boy, he ran into him and just pushed him right out of the way, right on back of the bag at second base. It wasn't Swoboda's fault at all because Menke was in there in front of the bag. Swoboda went straight in, and on the play, Roy McMillan took the pitch. So evidently a sign missed on the hit-and-run situation. The count, 1 ball and no strike. Little Abner, boy, he is strong. Ball, no strikes. The pitch back to McMillan. A foul ball top down the third base side. So the count at 1-1. Scoring on that play goes 2-6 if you're keeping score with it. Braves lead 1-0. They have 1 run and 4 hits. The Mets have no runs and no hits. Clay Carroll against Larry Bernard. Fastball hit down to the right side of Menke. He comes up with it. He has a good arm, throws over to first base and gets his man. Fabry tires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base and the score. At the end of 2, the Braves 1, the Mets nothing. He moved to the top of the third. Braves leading 1-0 as they come to bat against Larry Bernard. And the first man up will be Hank Aaron. Aaron singled to center field his first time up, his third hit in this doubleheader. His record now at 10 consecutive games, and he's batting .354. And Larry starts him off with a fastball outside. 1 ball, no strike. Larry Bernard making his fourth major league start. delivery, change of pace, outside, ball two. Larry taking plenty off. The count now, two balls and no strike. Final score, the Reds with three runs in the top of the ninth defeated Pittsburgh 5-3. Winning pitcher, Arrigo. Losing pitcher, McBean. Athletic, a home run in the seventh with a man on. Ball topped out to the third base side of the pitcher's mound. Larry comes off, gets it, throws to first base for the out. One out in the top of the third, and the batter coming up is Eddie Matthews. Eddie was safe on him there his first time up, 0 for 1 in this game, 1 for 5 in the first. Houston coming up with three runs in the top of the ninth. They lead Chicago now 11 to 5 with the Cubs batting the bottom half of the ninth. First pitch is strike one. To the right side, taken there by an old famous name, very well known around Ebbets Field. In fact, he was the master of right field at Ebbets Field, Mr. Dixie Walker. Playing right and back of Dixie, a person who was almost equally as famous, Hilda Chester. She's in the stands right back of Dixie. Next pitch back is a curve low, one ball, two strikes. Like all home week for her, with little old Wyatt back in here, Dixie Walker. One ball, two strikes. And Bernard back to the plate. The ball hit on the ground, down to Ron Hunt. Hunt over to first base, and Eddie Matthews is out. Two away, and Joe Torre comes up. Joe was out to Ed Cranepool in the air his first time up. He's batting 306. Had a home run in the first game to keep his hitting streak going. He has now hit in six consecutive games prior to this game. Strong right-hand batter, had 20 home runs last year. And he lines one to center field, a base hit. Ron Svoboda coming over, picking it up. And Torre is safe at first. Go ahead now. It's hit in seven consecutive games. Joe Torre now is hit in seven consecutive games, and it brings up Gene Oliver. Fifth hit off Larry Bernard. Braves lead 1-0. Back to the mound his first time up. His average of 138. And he fouls the first pitch on the left side for strike one. Game with four hits and 29 times up. He had two hits in the first game. Came into that game with only two hits. One strike count as Larry Bernard looks for the sign. Joe Torre being held on at first base. And a changeup is hit in the center field. Ron Svoboda coming over quickly, and he makes the catch. Ron throwing the ball back in as he moved over, thinking that there were not two men away, but there were at the time, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left, and the score at the end of 2.5. The Braves won, the Mets nothing. Bottom half of the third, the Mets coming up against Clay Carroll, who is pitching for the Milwaukee Braves. Batting for the first time will be Chris Canizero and then Larry Bernard, followed by Bobby Clough. Carroll has not given up a base hit so far. Braves lead 1-0. His first pitch is a fastball for strike one. Houston defeated Chicago 11-5 in their first game of the doubleheader. Winning pitcher was Ken Johnson with help from Wittichek and Owens. Bob Buell, the losing pitcher. Next pitch to Canizero, a curveball on the outside corner, strike two. 28. 6 hits and 47 times up. And his next pitch, a curve that's outside and low. 1-2. Taking time on the mound to take his signs from Joe Torre. Now at 1-2, fastball moves Chris away, and it's ball two. 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is looked at, strike three. Chris thinking the ball too low, and that's a strikeout, the first one of the game for Clay Carroll. Now with one out, Larry Bernard comes up. Batted one time before, he hit the first pitch in the air to shallow left field. Mac Jones coming in to make the catch. 2 men away here in the bottom half of the third. The score 1-0, the Braves lead. And now batting for the second time is Bobby Cloud. Before he comes up, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
A tune-in dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Skyner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. 2 men away in the bottom half of the third. Milwaukee leading 1-0. The batter for the Mets, Bobby Clouse. He fouled out the third, his first time up, batting 147. And a curveball is blown away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. The next pitch is hit on the ground to short. Menti gets a bat off the top of his chest and throws into left field. Bobby Klaus holds at first base, and Menti now checking. It looks like it was off of his head, off of his forehead. So it'll be a base hit for Bobby Klaus. And now Frank Bowling checking with Dennis Menti as to where the ball did hit him. He doesn't appear to be hurt.
I don't know how he does it, Ralph. He's got to be in pain, but he's laughing. And the ball probably hit him just above the right eye on the head.
Probably hit him right in the forehead, and of course a lot of ball players would take a little ribbing on that about couldn't hurt you there.
He is laughing, he's grinning from ear to ear while the trainer is looking at his head.
Well, listen, after Swoboda pushed him around out there, I guess anything can go. So he's okay, and Bobby Clouse gets the base hit. That's the first hit for the Mets. And it brings up Ron Hunt. Bobby could use a little luck. He's been hitting a tough line. And you like to see a fella get a little break here and there. But things have been going tough against him. Ron Hunt, the batter. Ron walked his first time up. 0-4 in the first game. And the right-hand batter looks at a curveball. It's ball one. Ron batting 276. He hasn't had a hit in this series. Previous time at bat. Breaking ball outside. 1-0. The Mother's Day crowd at Shea Stadium. The paid crowd today of 30,000.
774. A little bit outside, two balls and no strikes. The total in the ballpark, 31,556. Now Larry with a count of 2-0 on Dennis Menke. Braves with the bottom third of the order coming up here in the fourth inning. Milwaukee in front on the home run by Mac Jones. Low and outside, the fastball missing, 3-0.
Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Fourth inning, Larry Bernard's on the mound for the Mets, and coming up now to keep you in the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
Okay, Ralph, Dennis Menke. This offense, bad hop. Forehead is the leadoff batter against Larry Bernard now as we go to the fourth inning. Dennis 0 for 1, bounced back to Larry Bernard, his previous time at bat. Breaking ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Mother's Day crowd at Chase Stadium. The paid crowd today is 30,774. A little bit outside, two balls and no strikes. The total in the ballpark, 31,556. Now Larry with a count of 2-0 on Dennis Menke. Braves with the bottom third of the order coming up here in the fourth inning. Milwaukee in front on the home run by Mac Jones. Low and outside, the fastball missing, 3-0. Mac Jones was a late starter in this series. He came on as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning yesterday and got 3-for-3. He now has 5 hits and 8 times at bat, including 2 home runs this series. Behind on the hitter, the 3-0 delivery. Ball 4 outside. He missed on 4 in a row. So Menke goes down to first. That's the first walk Larry has given up, and it brings up Frank Bowling. Frank took a big swing and sent a slow roller right down the line toward the bag at third. They had to let it roll, and it hit the cushion for a base hit. Off the stretch, delivers, the runner goes, hit and run, ground ball on the right side of the diamond. The only play is the first, Hunt firing on to Cranepool. And so, the Braves move the runner by playing hit and run, as Frank Bowling grounds out second to first. Now the pitcher, Clay Carroll, will be coming up. He sacrificed his first turn at bat, trying to help build a run when he bunted Bowling across the second base. Carroll batting right-handed. He has not had an official time at bat this year. Now Larry in pitching position delivers to Carroll a slow bounder back toward the mound, barehanded by Bernard to throw to first in time. Larry was hoping he'd have a play at third, but Bobby Klaus was also charged again for a play. He took a look at third, saw it was uncovered, wheeled around, and fired across in the dirt, but Cranepool scooped it out. Larry caught that one with his bare hand. Now Clay Carroll has been retired on the batter. Moving on to third goes Dennis Menke. The batter is Philippe Alou, the leadoff batter. Philippe got a base hit his last time up. And a great fielding play by Ron Hunt saved a run. Had the ball gone through, Bowling would have come around to score. Ball one, fastball outside, and Larry had good step on it. Mac Jones, the on-deck batter, and then Henry Hunt. Now Bernard with his wind up. Here's the pitch. Just a little bit under the knees, two balls and no strikes. One week from Tuesday night, the Mets will be in Milwaukee, and they'll have a three-game series out there at County Stadium, all-night ballgame. This coming week, the Mets will be here in Shea Stadium with 2 against the world champion Cardinals, and 4 games next weekend with Cincinnati. Reds pulled another game out today. Ground ball bounced toward the middle. Big hop taken by Rod Hunt. Thrown to first, in the dirt, Eddie scoops it out, and batters retire. Hunt had beautiful defensive position against the Louie. Eddie shaded far over toward second. And fielded that grounder almost behind the bag. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of 3.5, the score, the Braves won, and the New York Mets nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Which filter cigarette should you be enjoying today? Some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But there is an answer, and here it is.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
That's right. Viceroy. The fact is, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
Johnny Lewis will hit against right-hander Clay Carroll in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Johnny on a hit-and-run play fly deep to left field in the first inning. It was run down by Mac Jones. Crowd of better than 30,000 here at Shea, stirring around now. Inside and low, ball one. In San Francisco, Jesus Lewis hit a two-run homer on Sandy Koufax in the fourth inning. Giants 2, a Dodgers nothing at the end of 4. Ball 2 is low. Warm-up for the second game in Chicago. Bob Bruce will pitch for Houston. Dick Ellsworth for Chicago. In the opener, the Astros hit 3 home runs to bury the Cubs 11-5 with Johnson the winning pitcher and Buell the loser. Cincinnati pulled a game out of the fire. They scored 3 in the ninth inning to beat Pittsburgh 5-3. 2-0 delivery, ball 3 inside behind. And at Johnny Mac Stadium, Art Mahaffey beat St. Louis 4-2. Roebuck helped him in the ninth. Nick Stewart had a 2-run homer, and Johnny Callison connected, nobody on. Joe Torre going to the mound now to talk to his pitcher, Clay Carroll. Clay has gone behind as the leadoff batter in the inning. Johnny Lewis, 3-0. Abbott, ball 4. Johnny Lewis draws a walk on 4 pitches. That brings up Joe Christopher. Joe flies to right at the first. This is the rubber game of the series. The opening game of the series was rained out Friday night. And that's one behind Jack Fisher and Vinny Ryback yesterday on 2 home runs by Ron Swoboda. Braves at 3 home runs to win the first game today. Go to first, not in time. 3 homers by Milwaukee knocked in 7 of their 8 runs. On deck. Clay Carroll delivers a fastball in for a strike. Young Clay Carroll was a very impressive pitcher when he came up to the Braves late last year after a good minor league season. He posted an earned run average of less than 2 earned runs per 9 innings. Oliver holding against Lewis. Christopher bluffed at a bunt, didn't offer a break to first, not in time. Lewis gets back. One ball, one strike on Joe Christopher. The Mets are a run behind. We're in the last of the fourth inning. Mac Jones, hitting his second home run of the day, has accounted for the only run in this ballgame. Outside and low on a breaking ball. It's 2-1 on Christopher. system has started to fall yet for Christopher, who wound up last year a 300 hitter with 76 runs batted in. Joe hitting 239. Joe did have two of the six hits collected off Cloninger in the opener of today's doubleheader. Now Carroll with a 2-1 pitch. A fly ball to center field, ambling back at Philippe Lou. He taps the glove and makes the catch for the out. One out and one on. That'll bring up Crane Pool. Eddie grounded out, second to first. Eddie got a base hit off Bowling's glove in the ninth inning of the opener. But he has gone through his first famine of the young season. Eddie's had only one hit in his last 10 times at bat. Now the pitch back, Carroll. Foul ball. Wafted over behind the visiting dugout back into the field box area. And the count strike one on Crane Pool. Ron Swoboda is the on-deck batter. Outside the high, he lays off. It's one ball, one strike. Ray Carroll, a 24-year-old right-hander, making his first start of the new season. Carroll has good size and a good arm. A line drive hit hard, a base hit hammered into center field. Around second is Lewis on his way to third. It's fumbled by Alou. The play at second now for Crane Pool. He is saved. Club. He had to go after it, and Crane Pool never broke stride. He goes all the way to second. And now there are runners at second and third, and that for Eddie Crane Pool is his ninth double. So Eddie setting a fast pace and two base hits. And he's leading the league in doubles. Or he was a day ago. Bobby Bregan is out of the middle. Dugout. We're going to have a delay here while he talks to Clay Carroll. Nothing going at the moment in the Milwaukee bullpen. A walk to Johnny Lewis and a double by Ed Crane Pool. Runners are on second and third, one out. And he really hit that one. Screaming line drive to center field. Well, it's a little journey to the mound. Bregan, I guess, just a social visit. He'd like to go out there, maybe get seen because they got nobody warming up the bullpen. I thought for a minute that as he went out, the warm-up action might start simultaneously to give the bullpen a little more time, but he merely wanted to talk to his young pitcher, Clay Carroll. Well, here we go. Ron Swoboda is the batter. Runners on second and third, one man out of New York, one run behind. His first time up. Foul ball back into the screen. Ron was hitless in the opening game, but twice hit the ball very well. Once to short a low line drive, and the other time his last time up. He put a Lou back on the track in center field, about 400 feet out. Now Carroll using the full windup. Here's his pitch. A ground ball hammered down to third. The play will be at home. In the rundown now is Johnny Lewis. Torrey racing back, and he's tagged out by Joe Torrey. So now it'll be runners on first and third. Johnny Lewis was tagged out. Ground ball was hit to third, and in the rundown play, Torrey running Lewis back as Lewis stayed in there as long as he could to try and give Ron Swoboda a chance, but it didn't last that long. Ron has to settle for first base.
with two men down. The pitch by Clay Carroll is fouled back over the screen. No play. To the old pro, Roy McMillan, that after as many campaigns as he's been through, he is still strong enough and has the stamina to play both ends of a doubleheader. 1-1 delivery. Bounced foul, grabbed quickly by Joe Torre. It's one ball and two strikes. Braves will be going to Pittsburgh. They have an off day tomorrow. The Mets have an off day officially. Will play a non-official ball game, an exhibition game against the cadets at West Point. They went up to West Point the last couple of years. 1-2 delivery. Ground ball bounced it short. A big out for Menke. He flips to Bolding, and they have the force play on Swoboda that retires the side. So Carroll pitches out of his first serious jam of the ball game. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And the score at the end of four, the Braves won, and the New York Mets nothing. Fans enjoy the game with a Viceroy. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. 4-2-9-6-1. Available for our Mets fans, the 1965 Mets yearbook. It's off the presses. It has all the up-to-date facts and figures on the amazing Mets. And from cover to cover, some 258 action photographs. Lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first-year men. All there in complete detail. And as a special extra, a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. To a special section on Yogi Berra and Juan Spahn. Yogi caught the first game today, and Spahn will be on the mound against Bob Gibson on Tuesday night. To get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, send in 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. That's Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Inning number five, and Mac Jones will lead off for the Braves. He has been a thorn in the side of the Mets in this series. He has five hits and eight times at bat, including two home runs. Larry Bernard winds. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. He was in a red-hot streak during the spring down at West Palm Beach. He has a lot of power. He had 39 home runs in the International League last year. Back foot right on the restraining line. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Larry has had a good sinker, and the Braves have been hitting the ball on the ground a great deal. Up to short center. Could be tough to get to. Swoboda coming in. It breaks off McMillan's glove on his way to second as Jones. He's held a double. So that'll be a double. Bernard's made a good pitch on him. He jammed him, hit him off the fist and off the bat handle. A blooper into shallow center field. McMillan, after a long, desperate rush, just barely got his fingertips on it, but not enough to make a catch. And it's a double for Mac Jones. Are the ones that offset those hard line drives that are caught. Bernard made a pitch that was about as good as you can make one, and the runner winds up on second. Henry Aaron, the batter. Henry has one hit and two times up. Ground ball wrapped hard. Oh, what a play by McMillan. They've got Jones hung up between second and third. The ball is flipped to Bobby Clark. Clark tags him out. Just taking another base hit away. Beautiful play by Roy McMillan. A hard hit grounder and the hole is short. Jones was sure that ball was going through for a base hit. He was heading home. But McMillan with a backhand stab flagged it down, turned around and said, well, what have we got here? ran right at Jones, made him commit himself. He broke to third. Mack flipped the ball to Bobby Klaus, and Jones is out. Henry Aaron on first with a fielder's choice with what normally is a base hit. Swing and a miss by Eddie Matthews, strike one. Well, that's the way this game goes. Spectacular plays during doubleheaders. A throw to first, not in time. Perhaps his finest hour with the Mets game in the 23-inning game and the doubleheader last year with the Giants. He made a triple play in the 14th inning, and he could have been an unassisted triple play. Now the pitch on the way. Outside and low. One ball, one strike. I think Jones thought he had seen that ball go by. Mack actually was lunging with an across the body, backhand stab, and reaching toward the outfield when he got it. Aaron grabs his lead at first. And a throw to first. Safe, it was close. Aaron had to dive at first. Larry Barth almost had him. That one really used the odds. A lot of folks here in Shea Stadium on the first base side were willing to help umpire John Gibbler out. One ball, one strike on Matthews. Eddie has reached safely on an error, grounded out second to first. Albert Arth eyes the runner. And as he stays in the set position, watching Henry Aaron, Matthews now breaks the spell by stepping out. Henry Aaron is an outstanding base runner. You can count on him year in and year out to get you about 20 steals in spots where they're very important. Throw to first, not in time. One ball, one strike to count on Eddie Matthews. Eddie had one hit in five trips in the opener, a swing and a miss on a real good sinker. One ball and two strikes. Eddie was fooled by it, started after, tried to hold up, but he had gone too far. Top half of the fifth inning, the Braves in front, 1-0. Aaron grabs the lead off first. Throws to first, not in time. So Aaron really trying to fill the lead as though the Braves have a play on. Left-hand slugger Eddie Matthews at the plate. The pitch on the way, a swing and a miss, he struck him out. Larry Bernard fans Eddie Matthews, two men down. Right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
A 10 on the dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Leslie Nelson and Ralph Kiner were at Shea Stadium on the top of the fifth inning. Good ball game going. Braves 1 and the Mets nothing. The batter is Joe Torre. He singled the center, has one for two. Low and outside. Chris again bluffing that throw to first. Torrey had a single and a two-run homer in the opener. He had his home run in the first inning. Braves won the opener, so the Mets are battling hard, trying to gain a split, and this is the rubber game of the three-game series. Friday night ball game was rained out. It will be made up later on. The lead off first. A pitch out, but nothing was on. Gene Oliver is the on-deck batter. Two-oh delivery. Long drive to left field. Way back goes Christopher, and it is gone. A line drive home run. For Joe Torre, that was a rocket shot. Very little height to it, just high enough to get over the fence. A screaming line drive hit by Joe Torre over the left field fence. A two-run homer. The Braves have now hit five home runs this doubleheader. They hit three in the first game, and they have two now in the nightcap, and they lead 3-0. Joe Torre hitting his second home run of the day. Too high to Gene Oliver, ball one. Mac Jones has hit two. And Dennis Menke has hit one. Way up high, two balls and no strikes on Oliver. Braves as a team are going to hit a lot of home runs this year. They had six players hit 20 or more last year. Slow grounder down the third baseline, a real tough play. Bounce off down, throws, and he beat it out for a base hit. Oliver, a slugger, not fast footed, you play him deep. He took a big swing, but just stopped a real slow roller. Menke, the batter. Dennis has grounded out and drawn a walk, nothing for one. But our delivers, black foul, back toward the crowd, no play. Well, the heavy artillery has done a job so far for Milwaukee today. Three home runs drove in seven of their eight runs in the opener. Two home runs have driven in all three of their runs in this ball game. Yesterday, the Mets used the heavy artillery. Now the pitch. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Ron Swoboda's two home runs drove in all four runs in a 4-2 win for New York yesterday. Willie Davis has hit a two-run homer in the sixth inning off Gaylord Perry, and that ties up the Dodger-Giant game. Now 2-2 in the top of the sixth. Hit hard, a smash to third, taken on a hop by Bobby Clouse. He plays to hunt, and they force Oliver to retire the side. In the fifth inning for the Milwaukee Braves, they score two runs. There were three hits. No errors, one left on. So we've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings to score the Braves three and the Mets nothing. Last half of the fifth inning, Canizero will be up against Clay Carroll. Casey made a phone call to Warren Spahn, and now Galen Sisco and Gary Kroll are warming in the bullpen. Bounce foul. Mets getting down toward the tail end of the batting order and trail by three, and so now the bullpen is on call. Larry Bernard is scheduled up next. Larry's out in the circle. Canizero is leading off here in the last of the fifth inning. Winding the pitch to Chris, too high and inside. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 delivery to Canizero, inside off the ribs. Chris lets it go and the count, two balls and a strike. Many doubleheaders as usual for a Sunday this weekend. One game in Philadelphia, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-2, Mahaffey over Sadecki. Now the 2-1 pitch. Drive in the air to left field in front of it, waiting, and he falls down. Matt Jones, the toss is over Jones. Canizero is on his way to second, and he'll go in standing up. That was a hard hit line drive that fooled Matt Jones. It will go as a two base hit. He was really stunned by Canizero. Jones appeared to be in front of it waiting and then realized the ball had him fooled and was going to land a little bit in front of him. He lunged for it and in doing so, slipped and fell. Ball bounced right over his head. He's lucky the ball didn't hit him. Went back to the fence. Now Larry Bonath is the scheduled hitter and Jesse Gander will bat for him. Jesse Gander batting against Clay Carroll. Fast ball of strike on the inside corner. Washington built up a 5-2 lead over eight innings, then held off the Yankees to win 5-4 in Washington. Ortega the winner, Ford the loser. Ground ball bounced toward the middle. Off the glove of Pinky, on into the outfield. On his way to third is Canizero. He had to hold up. And now runners are on first and third. Menke may have been partially blocked off that time. He was playing Gonder, pulled over towards second. The ball was hit practically up the middle. Chris had to hold up to see whether or not the play was made. The ball just nicked the heel of the glove and went on into the outfield. It'll go as the base hit, and now Bobby Klaus is being called back. The Mets have runners on first and third, nobody out. And Charlie Smith is coming out to hit for it. Bregan is coming out to the mound. The Braves have a left-hander and a right-hander warming in the bullpen. So now skipper Bobby Bregan has gone to the mound to talk to his pitcher, Clay Carroll. Braves lead 3-0. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. In the Milwaukee bullpen is Billy O'Dell and Dan Olsinski. Clay Carroll will stay in. Bobby wanted to talk to him for a moment, and now he goes back to the dugout. Cleveland won the first game today at Fenway Park, beating the Red Sox 9-4. They lead Boston 4-0 after 2 innings in the nightcap. Now the big crowd here at Shea has something to cheer about, and they're really starting to stir around. Charlie Smith, the hitter, a swing and a miss, strike one. Baltimore turned back Detroit at the opener on a six-hitter by Mel Pappas. They won it 7-1. Denny McClain against Jim Palmer in the nightcap. Pitch. A fly ball in the air to center field, tagging up is Canizero. Felipe Lou under it makes the catch. Here comes Canizero. Here comes the throw, and it's cut off by Oliver at the mound. The runner's in. Charlie Smith delivering the run on a sacrifice fly. And the batter is Ron Hunt. Ron has drawn a walk and grounded out of this one. Ron hitless in his last 9 times at bat. Braves have the infield looking for two. Frank Bowling has shaded thumb towards second against Hunt. Oliver holding against the runner, Jesse Gonder. Ground smash foul off to the right, pounding up into the stand. Join your union group at Shea Stadium for the AFL-CIO Salute to Labor doubleheader next Sunday, May 16th, when the Mets play the Cincinnati Reds. Call 989-4070 for ticket information. This announcement brought to you by Rheingold Brewery. Low and outside. One ball, one strike to Ron Hunt. Outside, Ron followed it all the way in on the count of 2-1. Billy O'Dell and Dan Olsinski warming up for Milwaukee. Galen Sisco and Gary Kroll for New York. Now the pitcher on the way. A slow bounding ball to shortstop. Menke flips the second one. Holding the first. Double play. And the side is out. Three double play erases the threat. The Mets settle for one in their half of the fifth inning. One run, two hits. No errors. None left on. Now five complete, and as the ground crew comes out to manicure the infield for the remainder of the action. At the end of five, Milwaukee 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The New York Mets 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. Larry Benaf left the game in favor of the hitter after pitching the first 5 innings. Larry looked to have good stuff. He pitched well. Larry Benaf in 5 innings allowed 3 runs. strikes going, and he had good control. So now the changes for New York. Charlie Smith stays in the game. Charlie now playing third, so he has the lead on the spot in the batting order. Gander batted for Larry Benares, and Jesse stays in. That means the pitcher, Galen Sisco, is in the number eight spot in the batting order. Galen was on call in the opening game here today and came in to get the side out effectively and then had to leave the game in favor of the hitter with New York five behind. Frank Bowling will hit against Galen Sisco as we go to the sixth inning. It's 3-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Mets have hit the ball considerably harder the last two innings against young Clay Carroll than they did over the first three. Frank Bowling has one hit and two times at bat. Pitch back, Galen is a grounder, whacked a short handle by Roy McMillan. He straightens up, throws in time, one down. Throw one pitch back, Galen. He races Frank Bowling, and it brings up Clay Carroll, the Milwaukee pitcher. On Clay Carroll. Philippe Alou is the on deck hitter. Now Galen out of his wind. Up here's his pitch. Ground ball driven to short. Comes up on a big hop for McMillan. Max Pegg is in plenty of time. He's got him by four or five strides. So two up and two thrown out by Roy McMillan. That will bring up Alou, the center fielder. Philippe has one hit and three times up. He was deprived of an RBI when he got his base hit on a spectacular grab by Ron Hunt. Had the ball gone on through, it would have scored a run. Pitch to Philippe, a sidearm delivery off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Galen seems to be getting in a better groove with each outing, and he's working faster and throwing with more authority. Let up this time, a slipper taken low, ball two. It's 2-0. He was unable to work but very little during the spring. He came up with a sore arm right after he pitched against the White Sox in mid-March over in Sarasota. Driven in the air to center field. Back goes Swoboda on the run and make it over his head. It's a long drive for an extra base hit. Alou is on his way to second, and he's then standing up with a line double. He teed off on that one. It was a climbing line drive like he did a golf ball. So Philippe has his second hit. He's on second with a two-out double. Coming on to bat is Mac Jones. Last time he came up, Benares made a real good pitch. He jammed him, hit him off the bat handle, and Jones wound up with a bloop double. First time he came up, he hit the ball over the left field fence for a home run. He's had six hits and nine times at bat, including two home runs in the series. That's playing him around to right. Pitch by Galen. It's inside of the knees. One ball and no strikes. He's had two home runs today. One to right field and one to left field. Way inside. Gander has to dig it out. Two balls and no strikes. Milwaukee won the opening game 8-2 as Tony Kleininger went all the way to pick up his fourth victory. Kleininger's four wins. He's had a two-hitter, two five-hitters, and a six-hitter. Henry Aaron is the on-deck batter. High fly ball into right field, and this one is fairly deep, but it's playable. Under it is Johnny Lewis, and Johnny has it. Bad retired in the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of five and a half, the score, the Braves 3 and the New York Mets 1. Now Johnny Lewis will lead off as we move now onto the last of the sixth inning. Real good ball game going. Braves 3 and the Mets 1. The last two innings, the Mets hit Clay Carroll hard. The right right-hander winds. Here's his pitch.
Down in the dirt, it's ball one. Ground ball hit hard in the right side. One-handed by Frank Bowling. He takes the first one away. Bowling to his glove side, following the rim of the outfield grass, reached down and one-handed that hot shot. One away and nobody on. Joe Christopher has flied to right and flied to center, so Joe has nothing for two. Under the knees, one ball, no strike.
Delivers to Christopher. Fastball down the middle for a strike. One ball, one strike. Clay Carroll, 24 years old, 6-footer who weighs 210. He holds up on the swing and the breaking ball misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. Joe off to a slower start this year, although last year he actually didn't become a regular until just about this time of the year. Now the 2-1 delivery. A squibber down the third baseline, picked up in a hurry by Carroll. He throws on to first in time. Two men down. Joe took a big swing, but hit it on the ground slow between halfway between the mound and the third baseline. So Clay Carroll, bouncing back strong here in the sixth inning, has retired the first two men. And now the hitter is Eddie Cranepool. Ed lined a double into center field his last time up, one hit and two trips. So today, Eddie has had one hit in each game. Breaking ball taken down low, one ball and no strikes. Eddie batting 357. Two, it's low. 2-0 now on Eddie Cranepool. So now Eddie steps out to check with Don Hefner to see if he has the green light on the 2-0 delivery. Ron Swoboda is on deck. Mets two behind, need to get somebody on. He takes inside of the knees, ball three, and it's 3-0. Behind on the count, 3-0. Here's his pitch, and it's down the middle. He was taken all the way, so it's 3-1. Three-one delivery. Ball four, low and inside. So Eddie goes down to first, and that brings up Swoboda. And here comes Bobby Bregan to the mound once again. He has had Billy O'Dell and Dan Osinski warming in the bullpen. This is the third time that Bobby has been to the mound during the course of this game to talk to Clay Carroll. Ron Swoboda, a mother and father, are here watching the doubleheader today. Some 41 of Ron's family and friends, the Baltimore area, chartered a bus. They left at 8 o'clock this morning. Bus drove them here to Shea City, and they arrived just at the start of the doubleheader. And they'll be turning around and going back when the doubleheader is over. So I'd say that'll give you another full day. Now while the powwow is taking place at the mound, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on the dial, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Pitching change. Clay Carroll is leading the ball game. Dan Osinski is being brought in. Right-hander Dan Osinski is on relief. Two outs and a man on. The pitch to Swoboda. Inside, it's ball one. Dan Osinski worked the eighth inning yesterday with the Mets winning 4-2. He allowed one hit, and that was a single by Joe Christopher. He came to the Braves in a deal for Ron Fouché. Last year with the Angels, he was in 47 games. 1-3 and lost 3. Veteran right-hander delivers. A swing and a miss by Swoboda. One ball and one strike. Dan Osinski has been around pro ball for about 13 years. He's had 3 years in the big league. 32-year-old right-hander. A 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hammered down to third. A big hop for Matthews. The play goes to second and a fourth screen rule to retire the side. So Dan Osinski comes in to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Now at the end of six, it's the Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 1. And now for the remaining action, and for Viceroy, here's Lindsay Nelson.
All right, Bob, and right now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. Here's what happened one 4th of July when the weather provided the fireworks. It was back in 1933 in Galveston.
Bob Murphy with Lindsay Nelson and Ralph Gainer and Bobby Brigham will make a pitching team. Clay Carroll is leading the ball game. Dan Osinski is being brought in. Right-hander Dan Osinski is on relief. Two outs and a man on. The pitch to Swoboda. Inside, it's ball one. Dan Osinski worked the eighth inning yesterday with the Mets winning 4-2. He allowed one hit, and that was a single by Joe Christopher. He came to the Braves in a deal for Ron Fouché. Last year with the Angels, he was in 47 games. 1-3 and lost 3. Veteran right-hander delivers. A swing and a miss by Swoboda. One ball and one strike. Dan Osinski has been around pro ball for about 13 years. He's had 3 years in the big league. 32-year-old right-hander. A 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hammered down to third. A big hop for Matthews. The play goes to second and a fourth screen rule to retire the side. So Dan Osinski comes in to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Now at the end of six, it's the Milwaukee Braves 3 and the New York Mets 1. And now for the remaining action and for Viceroy, here's Lindsay Nelson.
All right, Bob, and right now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. Here's what happened one 4th of July when the weather provided the fireworks. It was back in 1933 in Gallup, New Mexico. A game was held up because it was just too hot to play ball. And then, 2 hours later, the same game was called off completely. Hot weather, no sir, a snowstorm. Let's get away from the weather now and find out whether you've tried Viceroy. Because when you do try them, you've just got to like them. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like others. You know the kind, they just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Here at Shea Stadium in New York, on instruction from umpire Lee Wire behind the plate, the lights have been turned on for the completion of this ball game. We still have plenty of daylight and plenty of sunlight left. However, by turning on the light remains constant for the remainder of the ball game, and some of the shadows are erased as well. Henry Aaron is up to lead off. He's a right-hand batter, and Galen Sisko's pitch is in there for a called strike. Larry Menard works the first 5 innings. Was an over hitter. He gave up 3 runs on 8 hits. Struck out one and walked one. Pitch is inside for a ball. From the Braves locker room is that when Clay Carroll was fielding the ball hit by Joe Christopher in the sixth inning, a little number, he pulled a back muscle. Here's a swing and a foul ball to the left side and out of play. So actually, he was pulled out of the ball game as sort of a precautionary measure. It did not appear to be a serious injury. Count to Aaron is 1-2. The Milwaukee Braves won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 8-2. And the Braves are leading in this one by a score of 3-1. Here's a pitch that is low, and Jesse Gondi was ready to fire it on down to third, but turns around to look at Lee Wire as the call is ball, and it's 2-2. Eddie Matthews waiting on deck. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike three. Got him that time on a breaking ball. Strike out for Cisco. Eddie Matthews up now. Nothing for three in this game. Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Mirakami has been brought in now. Masanori Mirakami has been brought into the game by the Giants in relief of Gaylord Perry in the eighth inning with a score tied 2-2. Well, it didn't take the Giants too long to get their Japanese import into action. Ball one to got to Matthews, but this goes outside for ball two. This is the 2-0 delivery. Swung on and fouled off right down into the dirt. Picked up by Gondi. Inspected by Lee Wire. Thrown out and another ball's put in play. The young fellow sitting in the first row down there near the ball boy. Every time a ball is thrown out, he's got to hold his hands up like here. So it's to me. 2-1 pitch. Missed high. 3-1 now to Eddie Matthews. Cisco taking a moment before continuing work. Now the 3-1 delivery. Swung out and fouled on the left field line into the seats and out of play. Joe Torre is waiting on deck. That ball hit the concrete and the arm bounded on up to the other deck. Great decision that they have to make on balls like that. Do you wave at the camera or do you go for the foul ball? It's about 50-50. Here's a payoff pitch. And it's in for a tall strike three. So Matthews has been called out. Well, that's quite an achievement for Galen Cisco. He has struck out Henry Aaron and Eddie Matthews successively. And Joe Torre is coming up. Torre is 2-for-3 in this game. He had 2 hits in the first game. He had a 3-run homer in the first game and a 2-run homer in this one. The Braves are leading here by a score of 3-1. Top half of the 7th inning. Foul ball to the left side and out of play. Doubleheader. There's a they swung on and fouled back. It's out of play. One and two now to Gene Oliver. Breaking ball is missed outside, so the count runs full. The message on the message board in right field says Braves pitcher Clay Carroll was removed from the game because he had pulled a back muscle while fielding in the sixth inning. The injury does not appear to be serious. The breaking ball is on the ground to short. It's discharged by McMillan. Let's cut it loose in a hurry, and he does just in time. The home by Torrey, no errors, not left. Scores the end of 6.5. The Braves 4, the Mets 1. And here's a very sad French Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet.
J'ai perdu le dos de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Grand Antico is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer, probably Rheingold extra dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Changes in the lineup now for the Milwaukee Braves. Ty Cline is in at center field, and Philippe Ballou has moved to first base, and Gene Oliver's out of the ballgame, so Cline will bat in Oliver's place in the batting order, which is number 6. Roy McMillan's up to lead off for the New York Mets here in the bottom of the 7th, and Osinski Fish just swung on and hit on the ground to third, taken by Matthews, straightens up and guns across in time. Now, Galen Sisco is scheduled up, and Jim Hickman is coming out to bat for Galen Sisco. Jim Hickman batting for Sisco. Gary Kroll and Jim Vesey throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Milwaukee leading 4-1. Didn't take the Giants long to get their Japanese import out of the game. Pitches in for a called strike. Fastball. It's 2-1. Juan Marichal being used in relief in San Francisco. 2-1 pitch. Swung out and hit in the air to left field. And ranging over now is Mac Jones. He can't get it. Hickman's on his way to second base. Ty Cline picks it up, plays it in, and Hickman stands up at second. A double for Jim Hickman. It is his third hit of the year, his third double. He's had only 3 hits, and they've all been doubles. Mac Jones got a late start on that one, and when he did get over there, he tried to shoestring it and couldn't. It rolled by. Now Jesse Gundy's up, batting number 9 in the batting order. Braves 4 in the Mets 1. Jim Hickman will be 28 years of age tomorrow. And just came up for the base hit. he has a deceptive delivery in that he seems to sort of turn that arm a little on the delivery. And it is not a fluid type where the ball can be followed closely or easily. Playing a ground ball foul on the first base line. Yogi Berra comes over to field the ball. Yogi caught the entire first game, and he's been on the coaching line at first in this second game. Zinski checks Hickman at second. Two-strike pitch to Gonder, and it's tight. Grossoletti drops him back. It's 1-2. Smith is waiting on deck. The Mets trying to battle back here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right. Way back there. It will not be out of the park, but it's off the wall. And Hickman held up. He moves on to third. He's held up there. And Gonder is on at first. Runners at first and third. Hickman held up until the ball hit the wall and right and then came on and was held up at third. Coach John Hefner, so that it's a long single off the wall and right for Jesse Gonder, as he lined that ball. Wasn't hit in the air. It was a line shot that hit the face of the wall and right, and Henry Aaron got the rebound in a hurry and played it in. Runners at first and third, and Charlie Smith is coming up. Gonder's second hit. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Braves four, Mets one. Smith representing potential tying run at the plate here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Bob Stiefenauer and Billy O'Dell are working in the Milwaukee bullpen. Jim Betsky and Jerry Kroll are working in the Mets bullpen. Strike one pitch to Charlie Smith. Swung on and hit on the ground to second base. Bowling has it to Minsky for one and the throw on. Coming on. obtained by the Braves from the Giants in exchange for Ed Bailey before the start of the season. Catcher Ed Bailey. Odell is making his seventh game appearance. He has won one and lost one. He has pitched 17 and one-third innings in which he has given up 13 hits, four runs. His earned run average is 1.59. Going in to replace Mac Jones in left field. Gerry Kolb, K-O-L-B, is replacing Mac Jones. Now, this is done by manager Bregan so that he can have Gerry Kolb hit tonight. Now, making the changes at the same time, he can have Kolb that night. Nancy Casey Single is going to counter now by having Billy Cowan come up to bat against Odell. Reagan went for the left-hand pitcher to pitch to left-hand batter Johnny Lewis. Single now counters by sending up right-hand batter Billy Cowan. Cowan batting for Lewis. Second and the first pitch is landed in the right field for base hit. Down the line, rounding third and coming home is Charlie Smith. Bunt is at third, and he rounds and is held up there. And Cowan stands up with a double. It is now 4-3, and Joe Christopher coming up with runners at second and third. strategy has backfired. Casey's single strategy has paid off. Came up with three runs on a total of four hits. There were no errors and three men left. So the score at the end of seven full innings is the Mets 4 and the Braves 4. Come see the Mets play the Cincinnati Reds in the AFL-CIO Salute to Labor doubleheader next Sunday, May 16th. Call 989-4070 for ticket information. This announcement is brought to you by Rheingold Brewery. Pitcher coming into the New York Mets, and right now we're going to pass the station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on the dial, WGY and WGFN, Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. Jim Betsky is coming in to pitch for the New York Mets. Billy Cowan stays in the game in center field. Ron Swoboda moves over to right field. So Cowan continues to bat, number three in the batting order. The man who came out was Lewis. And Betsky bats in place of Galen Sisco. That's number eight in the order. The Mets have battled back to tie it through seven innings. The seven inning totals for the Braves, four runs on 10 hits and no errors. For the Mets, four runs on eight hits and one error. The Braves won the first game 8-2. Galen Sisco worked two innings in which he allowed one run on two hits. He struck out two and he walked none. It was a home run to Joe Torre that allowed the run. In the National League at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, going to the bottom of the eighth, it is the Los Angeles Dodgers 3 and the San Francisco Giants 2. Juan Marichal is now working in relief. Gaylord Perry started. Masanori Mirakami in the eighth inning and Juan Marichal in the eighth. Sandy Koufax has now been relieved by Bob Miller in the eighth inning. Jesus Salou and Willie Davis have the home runs in that ballgame. And second game of a doubleheader at Chicago. Through four innings, the Cubs 2 and Houston nothing. Bruce against Ellsworth. Beckard and Banks have had home runs. First game was won by Houston 7-5. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Philadelphia beat the Cardinals 4-2. Dennis Menke up to lead off. Jim Betsky's pitch. Swung on it on the ground. Backhanded foul. Back to third. Charlie Smith backhanded it. But a foul ball just behind the bag. In the American League, Washington beat the Yankees 5-4. Cleveland beat Boston 9-4 in the first game. Cleveland 8, Boston 2 at the end of 6 in the second game. Baltimore beat Detroit 7-1 in the first game. Baltimore 2, Detroit 2 through 5 and 2-4 and a half in the second game. Minnesota Twins beat the White Sox 6-1. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. And through six innings, it is the Los Angeles Angels 5 and the Kansas City A's 2. Right here, the Mets and the Milwaukee Braves tied 4-4. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. Betsky pitches fouled off to the left side on the ground, out of play. He has a record of one win and no losses. He won, was credited with the first net win of this season. This is his eighth game appearance. He's 18 years of age. Pitch this for a ball. Betsky has pitched 10 in the third innings in which he has allowed two runs on eight hits. His earned run average is 1.80. 2-2 pitch. This way outside and comes out by Gonder. So the count is full at 3-2. Waiting on deck for the Milwaukee Braves. And the payoff pitch. Inside, it's a leadoff walk. Issued now to Dennis Menke. Brings up Frank Bowling, who is reading the signs of Coach JoJo White at third very carefully. Some of the youngsters way down in left field have a full bed sheet size banner that they just took down. It says bad call. They use it time to time. Betsy now with a pitch to Bowling, and it's in for call strike. He shortened as though the button didn't offer, and he's talking it over with umpire Lee Wire. Sacrifice apparently on the first pitch to Frank Bowling. Gary Kolb is on deck, the number 9 man in the batting order. Up and set, and Dennis Menke takes his lead, and here's a throw over, not in time. Fesky and Cranville try to work the pickoff of the first baseman taking two steps in and two steps quickly back. Now the pitch, and it is bunted foul. Two strike count to Frank Bowling. Joe White signs again to see if manager Bregan's going to leave the sacrifice on. Now the count's gone to two strikes. Dennis Rybatt and Gary Kroll are throwing in the Met bullpen at this moment. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. Throw over to first is not in time as Dennis Menke gets back safely. Strike pitch, and it's inside, and Bowling was not running on that one. He was ready to take a rip. It's 1-2. And let's have an infield alignment of Joe Christopher in left field, Billy Cowan in center, and Ron Swoboda in right. 1-2 pitch for the runner going. It's hit on the ground to McMillan. Up with it. He'll have to go in a hurry, and he does, and just in time. It was not a hard hit ground ball at all, and they were playing hit and run so that they stayed out of any possibility of a force or a double play. And McMillan had to cut it loose to get Bowling, and he did. Now Gary Cole's coming up. He's a left-hand batter. Dennis Menke at second base now with one man out. Gary Cole's been up seven times and had one hit this year. He's hitting 143. Braves got him last year from the St. Louis Cardinals. He leads at second base. Jim Betsy's pitch. Swung on it on the ground to deep first. Taken there by Cranesville. That's a play to Betsy. He does inside. Moving on is Menke, taking the turn and holding and trying to draw towards third, but Betsy is running it back to the mound. So there are two men out as the play goes 3-1 if you're scoring, and Philippe Palou is coming up. Two men out and the runner at third. Score tied 4-4. Philippe Palou bats lead off in the batting order, number one. And scheduled next hitter is Billy O'Dell. Here's a pitch that's low for the ball. O'Dell himself comes out to the on-deck circle with the jacket on. The Billy Ballou, single in the second, double in the sixth. And now he's going to be intentionally walked on instructions from the dugout to either make Billy Odell bat or force manager Bobby Bregan to make a move for him. Billy Ballou is being purposely passed. The intentional pass is issued now. Let's see what the Braves do. They call Odell back. Maybe Klimchuk. He's around the bat rack at this moment. Lou Klimchuk batting for Billy Odell. With runners at first and third and two men out. Klimchuk has been up 15 times this year and had one hit. He's coming out swinging the bats right now.
Forced you to stop on the highway, how would you attract help? Waving down a strange car is embarrassing and isn't really necessary. Here's the right thing to do. First, pull off the road. Then raise the hood. That's distress signal one. Distress signal two, tie something white like your handkerchief on the door handle nearest the road. Those two signals are understood just about everywhere in America. Use both signals and you'll probably be rescued in no time.
Better yet, avoid the breakdown in the first place. A lot of breakdowns are caused by things like tire trouble and weak ignition systems. Things Shell dealers can watch out for. Let your Shell dealer check your car regularly. Service is his business.
For the Milwaukee Braves, it is the veteran right-hander, Bob Tiefenauer, coming into the ballgame now. Tiefenauer is making his third game appearance. He has pitched only three innings this season. He has given up one run on one hit. So his earned run average is 3.0. The leadoff for the Mets, Roy McMillan. At Candlestick Park in San Francisco, the Giants are batting in the bottom of the eighth. Bob Miller relieved Koufax in the eighth, and now Jim Brewer has relieved Miller. Indicative that the Giants might very well have something going. Find out what, we'll let you know. The Dodgers are leading 3-2, going to the bottom of the eighth. Now the pitch to McMillan, and a check swing foul ball. Back at first, on the ground. This is a knuckleball. Most everything Tiefenauer throws up there is a knuckleball. Especially at this stage of the game. Joe Torre is the catcher. This is inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Ground foul back at third. There is no action at this moment in the Mets bullpen, nor is there any action in the Milwaukee bullpen. The score is tied 4-4. Now the pitch, and it's swung out and popped up. Foul back at first base. Philippe Ballou has a play. Near the coaching lines, he makes the catch. The San Francisco Giants got four runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Through eight innings now, the Giants lead the Dodgers by a score of 6-3. Jim Betsy is going to bat for himself here now in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the ground ball, a comebacker, taken by Tiefenauer at the mound. He throws to Philippe Ballou, and there are two men out. That will bring up Jesse Gonder. He'll take his time coming up to give Betsy time to get a little breather. Betsy hits the first ball pitch. So now Gonder's coming on around. Jesse's been up twice in this game and had two hits. He hit a shot the last time up. It hit the wall on the fly. It was not a fly ball. It was a line drive. Gonder's had two home runs this year. Pitches low for a ball. Jesse has a batting average right now of 308. That's the knuckleball in there. Pops out of the glove of Joe Torre. 1-1 to count to Gonder. And a 1-1 delivery. Swung on it on the ground to second base. Mike Bowling has it. He plays to Philippe Ballou, and the Mets are out in order in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left in the score. Through eight full innings is the Mets 4 and the Braves 4. St. Louis Cardinals will be here Tuesday night with Bob Gibson opposing Warren Spahn. The battle that should be. Then the Cards will be here Wednesday afternoon. That's Fanny Reds, and on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday. The advance ticket window here at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. Weekdays 8 to 6, weekends 9 to 5. And there are Mets ticket offices at Pennsylvania Station and at Grand Central. At Penn Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. At Grand Central at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. They're open 8 to 6 on weekdays and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. Especially for the convenience of Long Islanders. And there are a lot of Mets fans on Long Island. There's a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center. And it's open during the regular store hours. And reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. In the top of the ninth, Henry Aaron will be up to lead off for the Milwaukee Braves. It'll be Aaron, Matthews, and Torre to face 18-year-old Jim Betsy. Out in order in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left in the score. Through eight full innings is the Mets 4 and the Braves 4. St. Louis Cardinals will be here Tuesday night with Bob Gibson opposing Warren Spahn. The battle that should be. Then the Cards will be here Wednesday afternoon. That's Fatty Reds, and on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday. The advance ticket window here at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. Weekdays 8 to 6, weekends 9 to 5. And there are Mets ticket offices at Pennsylvania Station and at Grand Central. At Penn Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. At Grand Central at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. They're open 8 to 6 on weekdays and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. Especially for the convenience of Long Islanders. And there are a lot of Mets fans on Long Island. There's a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center. And it's open during the regular store hours. And reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. In the top of the ninth, Henry Aaron will be up to lead off for the Milwaukee Braves. It'll be Aaron, Matthews, and Torre to face 18-year-old Jim Betsy. Yankees, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Mets, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error.
Strike out.
number four. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swung out, hit in the air to left center field. Racing over is Christopher. He can't get it. Cowan one out, and Cowan's throw goes to third. The long single, holding his Matthews at second. And Torrey is on with a single to left. Cowan was coming over. Christopher trying to get to it, couldn't do it. And Cowan backed him up and made the throw on to third. So with one man out, runners at first and second, that brings up Ty Klein. Torrey has four hits in this game. He has six hits for the day. Coming up for his first time in this game. He's had nine hits this season, two runs batted in. He's hitting 170. He's a left-hand batter. Joe Torrey right now is hitting 348. Pitch is in there for a called strike. There may be better catchers in this game of baseball than Joe Torrey, but right now I don't know where any of them are. He was the starting catcher for the National League All-Stars last year, and he's off to a great start this year. Betsky now up and set. The pitch swung on and line foul down the left field line. Ken Burkhardt, the umpire at third, of course, was facing the batter, and he ducked to get out of the way of the line drive, and just was sort of looking back under his arm at the trajectory of the ball. It missed by a good margin. It's all over at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The Giants have defeated the Dodgers by a score of 6-3. Sandy Koufax, the starter, is the losing pitcher. Juan Marichal picks up a win in relief coming out in the eighth inning. Two strike count now to Ty Klein with one man out. Betsy set. Pitch is fouled to the left side, out of play. The Mets have Joe Christopher stationed about halfway in and toward the line in left. They are playing Ty Klein to slap that ball into left field. Billy Cowan in center is straight away. Runners lead at first and second. Two strike pitch, swung on it. Coming up. Minkie had a home run in the first game. And this one, he is nothing but two and two walks. He's a right-hand batter. Right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher. Plate and Frank Bowling on deck.
the sign of Jesse Godgers. 2-1 delivery.
Well, that hit deep to center, way back, and going back is Cowan at the warning track.
The Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazzmen who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold extra dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Burkhardt says that he was in running position but did not run at the ball. You see, if he had punted at the ball in the hitting, then he is not awarded first base. If you swing at a ball and it hits you, you are not awarded a base for being hit by a pitch ball. Burkhardt says he pulled the bat back. Now the Braves still have to protect against the likelihood of the sacrifice. Billy Cowan up there, runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. It is butted up into the air, and it is taken. Foul ball by pitcher Tiefenauer. No advance. So Cowan tried to sacrifice instead, popped it up. It was halfway between first and third in foul territory, and Tiefenauer came off the mound and made the catch. So now Christopher's coming up. On the strikeout of Charlie Smith, when the ball came on back, the official scorer charges Tiefenauer with a wild pitch. Christopher is up. The knuckleball is low for ball one. Charlie Smith is the runner at second. Ron Hunt is the runner at first. One man out. Score tied 4-4 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Second game of the doubleheader. Tiefenauer off the stretch. The pitch swung on, hit on the ground to third. Taken by Matthews. He's out with the ball. Casey Single for instruction. An error is charged against Eddie Matthews on the last play. And now Green Boot is coming on up. The Milwaukee Braves playing infield in and outfield in. One man out. And the long fly ball would beat them anyway.
Johnny Lewis, but manager Casey Single countered by sending a right-hand batter up.
Billy Cowan. He doubled down the line in right field. Then Joe Christopher came up and was intentionally walked. Ed Cranepool drew a walk with the bases loaded to force in a run, and the New York Mets suddenly were back in the ballgame as they had it tied at 4-4. Jim Betke, meanwhile, was holding the Milwaukee Braves at bay, and then in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Charlie Smith led off, striking out on a knuckleball that was scored as a wild pitch, and he went on to first base. Ron Hunt was around the buttons, but hit by a pitch ball. Runners at first and second. Cowan tried to sacrifice, but popped the ball up. Then Joe Christopher hit a ground ball right at the bag at third. Matthews, anxious to make the double play, had simply to step on the bag and throw to first, but he bobbled the ball. It hit him in the chest and rolled away. The bases were loaded, and then Ed Cranepool singled off the glove of Frank Bowling at second to drive in the winning run, and the Mets slipped the doubleheader. Today's doubleheader was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different states, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right, and we'll keep right on doing it. Today's games were also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell. The gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell.
When that man shouts, "Carl," what they mean?